Hi. As often happens, I've just had a batch of emails come in roughly around the same subject, and it's to do with what are we going to do with the state of the planet. It's now being recognized that things are in a dire state on all sorts of levels. The banks, of course, are a big one, but we're also seeing it in the follies of the politicians and what's happening with pharmaceutical drugs, that the lies have been going on there. So people, certain people anyway, are starting to recognize that there is a crisis. One person has just sent me 85 pages of his synopsis of what he sees happening on the planet. I've just started reading and it seems very accurate, very clever, well put together and accurate about what's happening on the planet. I haven't got to if he's offering a solution, but what I'm offering is there is no solution. Ever since I've been a child, a really young child, I've looked around and seen what's happening, and I've got strongly that there is no solution until the level of consciousness within the human being changes. The level of consciousness at the moment is about the self. It has actually degenerated. When we were living in what are called primitive villages, we clubbed together. We took care of each other because we could see that was the only way. We had to look after each other, and that way we looked after the village. But now that's disappearing. And what it has come to in its more exaggerated state is the people that are running the banks, that are running the governments, that are running the pharmaceutical companies and the big corporations and the top level of religions. It is about me. Just me. Taking care of me. And then a little bit towards the family and then a little bit towards the religion. But it's all basically about taking care of the self. And we can't do that. We can't exist that way. As I see it, as we're going, the human species is on its way out. And our history has shown us that many tribes have gone, countries that were dominant at one time in the Arab kingdom and then with Greece and then with Rome and then with Britain and now with America, they collapse. IBM, Microsoft is on its way out. Apple is on its way up, but it'll be on its way down. There's a cycle. It goes to a tipping point. And at that tipping point, we have an opportunity to jump to a whole new level or slide down and crash and disappear. And as I see it, although it doesn't seem possible at the moment, but that's the way the human race is going. The way I see it is, and it doesn't seem to be acknowledged except by a few, is that the human race, as it is at the moment, is a very, very basic species. Very primitive. And then primitive doesn't fit, does it? But it does, you know. Just look at what's happening on the planet. Open up one of the alternative news sites on the web and just look in one day what's going on. Look at the wars that are happening on the planet. Now, we've almost come to take for granted that wars are happening, but we don't stop and say exactly what is a war. What is a war? Well, we say it's one country that wants what another country wants, or it wants to stop a country getting what it wants. But you see, if you keep looking in, you'll find, yes, there are dictators. Yes, they are deciding who goes to war and who doesn't. But who does the fighting? We do. People do. People make the bullets. People make the bombs. People go and shoot the guns and drop the bombs and shoot the rockets and spray the chemicals. People do. They're doing it all over the world. And go on to the alternative webs and you'll see films. This isn't somebody making it up. You'll see footage of police beating people up, spraying them. People are killing each other, stabbing each other, shooting each other. We are a very primitive species. And it ain't getting better. So what we're saying is, how can we fix this? How can we educate people? How can we put in rules that the bankers don't break? You can't. Because we're a very sly and cunning species. We'll get round anything. We can break any rule. Rules are made to be broken, is the cliche. No, we're not going to fix it. Except if each person stops and takes a look at their part of the planet. What are they doing? Well, I'm not killing anybody. I'm not robbing anybody. I'm not... Stop. Stop. Look. You are doing exactly the same as everybody else, but maybe in a smaller way, a tiny way. But it doesn't matter. If you are not 100% honest, if your life isn't about something bigger than you, caring for people, taking care of people, you're doing exactly the same as the bankers, the politicians who are being paid. You're doing the same thing on a different level. So you want to fix the outside, but the inside stays the same? There's no way. It has to start from the inside with each person in each moment. Does that look possible? Absolutely not. No way. No way. Nobody wants to look at themselves. The teachers and the gurus who are most successful are the people that talk in general ways. But don't say, anybody that says, you are responsible here, now, in this moment, they don't get followers. I'm saying that we are a very basic, undeveloped, crude species. But because almost everybody's like that, we're not seeing anything clearly. I am not saying that there aren't exceptional people on this planet. There are very exceptional people, very kind and caring, and some super intelligent people as well, but absolutely in the minority. And they are in such a minority that at the moment, the way things are going, there is absolutely no hope for this planet. None. In any way. We're done. If we go on doing what we're doing in the same way we're doing it. One possibility is that things get so bad, there is an awakening. Now, according to the reports, this happened in the Japanese tsunami. In the tsunami, in the earthquake, people came together and there was no looting. That didn't happen in America. In America, there was looting. In fact, the soldiers were killing the looters. The looters were killing the soldiers. But there is a possibility that if we do get an epidemic, if we do get a vast something happen, we may wake up and come together and say, we need to take care of each other. in a way, we can say, regress to the state that we were in our primitive villages and take care of each other. Treat each person in a valued way. And then comes, and stop killing animals to eat them. Stop the cruelty. Stop the thing. But not by law. You can't do it by law. So somebody's being cruel to their cattle, and you make a law, that's not going to change the person. It's still there. And they'll still do it when they can get away with it. No, it's not going to happen by laws. The only way it can happen is if we wake up to what we're doing the way we're doing it. And not because we will go extinct if we don't. Not because of anything. Not because we're going to go to hell. Not because we're going to get excommunicated or put in prison. Not because of anything. If it's a because, it won't work. It will be the way that we wake up to the harmony of life. We wake up to balance. And that is caring. That is looking after each other. Wake up. I'm not saying stop doing what you're doing to help people who are starving or in trouble or... No. To continue these things, but from the heart, for the moment, but not because it's going to fix anything. Maybe some sort of education, but not the education we have now, no way. The education we got now is part of the destruction of the planet. An education that helps the children to be present and see for themselves, to see for themselves, not to look through the eyes of the politician or the religious people or the teachers or the parents, or not looking through the eyes of anyone else but themselves. The emperor has no clothes. There's no emperor. To wake up to how things really are. As I say, the way we're going, we're finished. Just a matter of time. And when I say time, of course, we look in time in terms of seconds, minutes, hours, months, years, 1,000 years. But existence doesn't seem to do that. Hundreds of thousands of years, millions of years. Something that we can't get. We don't know what a million is. Our mind can't handle a million. Can't handle three. Waking up, waking up, waking up. And you can only do that in each moment. You can only do that by being here. Now, check out what I'm saying. Check out. Just say to myself, on this coming weekend, I'm going to look at people. I'm going to look out at people. I'm going to watch them. I'm going to watch their body posture. I'm going to watch what they do. I'm going to watch what they say. I'm going to observe them as though I've come from another planet. I'm going to observe them. Are they present? Are they honest? Are they there? Or are they being automatic? If I say a certain thing that I know will upset them, are they going to automatically get upset? Observe. Then when you've done that, watch yourself. And until you start watching yourself in each moment, your robot will run you. That's what it's designed for. It will run you. It'll tell you what to say, it'll tell you what to do, it'll tell you what to think. Your robot will run you. You are not you until you wake up. And the people that wake up, they all say the same thing. They all say the same thing. Be here Now, take no thought of tomorrow. Leave everything. Just be here, unconditionally. Krishnamurti, 40 years, he said, and nobody has heard me. What did he say? Unconditional awareness. That's what he said, unconditional awareness. Be here. Gurdjieff said the same. Benko said the same. The next thing is, does it matter? I don't think so. Whether we survive or we don't survive, it doesn't matter. I mean, what are we doing to the planet we're living on? This incredibly amazing planet. What are we doing to it? Oh, not me. Well, have you got a car? Are you driving? Are you using petrol? Are you buying goods that have packages that has to go into a landfill? Are you having children that have to have houses built and roads built and more cars made? Not you, are you? You and me. We're all doing it. There's nothing we can do except at least ourselves wake up. And when we wake up, we start to vibrate differently. And people start to say, gosh, you're always smiling, you're always happy. What happened? And then there's a possibility from your frequency, not from your knowledge, your ideas and the books you've read, but from your very experience, in the moment experience, you can share with them. And theirs is the possibility then, that they may start to look for themselves. And that's what I say. I think when things get bad enough, people may start to look for themselves, and they may start to look for people that have woken up. And I think there's a lot of people that are woken up that are not saying anything because they know it's no good saying anything at the moment. Nobody wants the truth. They want to hear what they want to hear. They want to be exactly the way they are, doing exactly the same they're doing with the people they're doing it, and they want to feel better. It's not going to work. People don't want to hear what they need to hear. So until things get bad enough that we really see it's not going to work. There isn't petrol for the car. You don't turn the light on anymore because there's no electricity. You can't go to the doctor because the line's too big. Until we get to a state where we have to wake up somehow and be responsible. And then taking care of ourselves, we are now available to be available to take care of others.